eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, so this week's Always Aggravated, a post-holiday edition. I got three big takes on Kawhi, the NBA Finals, etc., including one I might get made fun of. We also break into Kawhi laughter. Oh, and GOT is done. What the hell are we watching on television? And we even break into impromptu Guy Fieri impersonations for no reason. You're going to like it. It's next on Always Aggravated. And we are back. Hopefully everyone enjoyed a time of taping here, a long Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully if you're listening outside of the Metro Detroit area, your weather was better than ours. Roberto, you seem, I'd be lying if I said refreshed. You look absolutely blown out. You look like you had a terrible weekend.
You know, it was what it was. There were some ups, there were some downs, bada beep, bada boop.
Now, Sully has no tan, pasty as ever, so yeah. I know he didn't do anything sexy this weekend.
I was a little sunburned up here in my power alley that I always get, but I golfed a little bit. Wish I could have golfed more. It wasn't nice.
Now, David's the dark horse here as far as having a big weekend. He came in happy. Now, I don't know what that means.
Oh, just celebrated my cousin's wedding on Saturday. We had a great time.
You got number three on the way?
We'll talk about that off the pod.
I saw some pictures. It looked beautiful.
Yeah. Look at Dave.
She was beautiful.
David made a stop at the diner, if you know what I mean. Okay. So listen, we got a bunch of stuff to get into. I'm shot out of a cannon on this stuff. And Lord knows you can't do it on the regular show because we'd lose everybody. But I have three big takes about what we're seeing with Kawhi Leonard, and of course, that includes the Raptors, the NBA at large. But I got these three big takes, and I feel like I'm a nutcase. I feel like I shouldn't feel this way. So I wanted to do this here, long form with you guys. And you tell me I'm out of my mind. But I want to debate some of this stuff because I feel very strongly about all three of these things. Ready? Number one. I and I've said this since the Game 7 shot against Philly. I think Kawhi's staying in Toronto. And now again, everybody and their mother has said he's leaving. The last time it felt like this was what? It was Paul George.
Yeah.
And what happened? Paul George didn't leave. Then they went to that little nightclub that kind of looked like it was a dump, but I guess it might have been nice. Hey, there's me not turning my phone off because I'm a jackass. All right, so my point is, listen, he's been there all year. The city of Toronto has embraced him, and it's more than the city. It's the country. He could be tomorrow just as big, if not bigger, than Connor McDavid if the Raptors go on to win an NBA title. He would be credited with essentially outdoing Vince Carter. Vince Carter created basketball in Canada, but Kawhi would have furthered it, cemented it. The city has become smitten. That fan base has always been damn good. But now this Jurassic Park thing, I know Mike, you know, we had talked about it on Friday. David was obviously at the wedding for the long weekend. But Mike, this Jurassic Park thing, did you see Game 7?
Oh, it's just chaos,
or Game 6, rather. Excuse me. Look, no matter how bizarre Kawhi is, and I'm convinced at some point he'll fall over and his batteries will fall out, you got to be a psychopath to leave. There's something here. The city loves him. His teammates love him. And there's, I don't know, I kind of feel like no matter what you do, if let's say he goes to the Clippers, You're never going to beat a guy in L.A. You're never going to beat a guy in L.A. L.A. will never embrace you that way. You're a Clipper. You're a redheaded stepchild. But if you stay in Toronto, you've got the ability to be everything, be legendary. Am I crazy for thinking he's staying? That's point one.
See, I don't think so. It's funny. I had a bet with a few people probably less than 2 weeks ago, and I said,
Roberto, this kid and his betting.
I said, I think Kawhi's going to stay. And other people said, he's going to Lakers. I think someone said Miami. Someone said, like, some crazy stuff. But no, I think it's to a point where he's going to stay when a lot of people didn't think that he would. That was such a mess when, where is he going to go after San Antonio? But he found somewhere. I think he's probably going to stay. Yeah,
dude, they're offering him free food for life at the Kawhi and Dine. Did you see the realtor that had offered a $16 million condo for him to live in?
Yes.
Dude, this city is putting it out there. And I don't care how bizarre Kawhi is. There's a human in there. That's somewhere. It's buried beneath that stone face. But, I mean, like, I said it after Game 7. I go, guys, that's a moment. That's one of the biggest shots in NBA history. That's a moment. He's going to have a hard time walking away. Dude, we're a full series later where they went on a rousing 4-0 run after being down 2-0. They eliminated the best team in the league. They eliminated Giannis and shut him down. He's now playing for an NBA title. I gotta believe that plays a role, that he stays. David?
I would think he stays now. I didn't think that initially because he wanted L.A. The reports were saying he wanted L.A. when he was talking about being traded from the Spurs when that came up. But there was an article that came out, and they spoke to Uncle Dennis.
Uncle D!
On Yahoo Sports.
I love Uncle
spoke
D.
Spoke to, his name is actually Dennis Robertson. I don't think he's actually his uncle, but whatever. Who cares?
It's like me. I had uncles who weren't my uncle.
Same here. But he spoke about how he wanted L.A., and the issue finally with the Spurs came out.
Trust.
And it was trust. Where else can you get the trust now that you've put your team on your back, the entire country on your back, and you've taken them to the NBA Finals for the first time?
I know.
There would be no trust issue in Toronto.
Think about this, too. And in that article, I'm glad you referenced it. Let's go. We can go real deep now. Part of the issue, and I think this benefits Toronto, and his name escapes me. You'll have to look this up, Sully. But their head trainer is regarded as arguably the best in the sport. And the personal relationship that's developed between, is it McKinnon or McKendrick, whatever it is, the relationship that's developed, it has been really, really deep because, look, he played 60 games this year. They managed his minutes. They managed his body. I think Kawhi and the work they've done, David, it came out that he's been dealing with the quad injury for years.
Yes, he has.
So, look, Toronto has shown we value you. We value you, your physical, the body. We're not, there's no trust issue. We are completely buying into you. I think it's another angle why he stays. What's his name,
Mike? Is it Scott McCullough? That says he's the head trainer for the Raptors.
Yeah, yeah.
McKenna, head athletic McCullough. Trainer of the Raptors.
Look, I'm telling you. And Toronto has one of the best medical staffs in the league.
They do.
I think there's something. That's another reason I think he stays. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe he cold-heartedly, the battery pack, they flip the off switch. Uncle D wheels him into a big box like a Picasso painting, and they're on a plane to L.A. But I think it all points to him staying.
Yeah, they took it to another level with him. I know they don't play back-to-backs that much in the NBA anymore and all this stuff, but he missed some games. They were very strategic with how he missed these games.
And he'd never be able to say they don't care about me.
Exactly.
He'd never be able to say they don't understand. I'm telling you, I think, and this is one thing too, and I was happy for Masai Ujiri, their general manager, president of basketball ops, because he made a move a lot of guys be afraid to make. He made a move that could get you fired. He traded DeMar DeRozan, who was second only to Vince Carter in that franchise's history, and an infinitely likable guy, a guy who loved Toronto, a guy who at one point, I'm not sure if he still lived there, he lived in the condo directly next to, not Air Canada Center, now it's Scotiabank Center. Mm-hmm. He bought in fully to the city of Toronto. He was the Raptors, right? He traded that guy for a dude who openly wanted to go to L.A., brought him to Canada. This wasn't an issue of a player going somewhere different. Getting guys to go to Toronto is difficult. It's a tough sell. Guys don't. Now, once they get there, I think they realize this is the New York of Canada. This is a great place. But Ujiri had his moment, after game six. And I was really happy to see it, and it was interesting because it brings me to my next point. Ujiri said something, and I don't think it was just brown nosing or ass kissing. He said it. Kawhi Leonard's the best player in basketball. So here's my question to you. Argue against it. Can you? KD, look, the Warriors don't need him. Okay, they're better with him, but they don't need him, right? KD's a great player, but think about this. He's currently hurt. Giannis is your MVP. Once Kawhi switched full-time to him,
he was done.
He erased Giannis, okay? LeBron, not in the discussion. I think he's 34. I think he's downside. Is it unfair or unrealistic or hot takey for me to say right here, right now, with the postseason that Kawhi Leonard has put together, which, by the way, is every bit of anything Michael Jordan ever did in a postseason, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kareem, you name it. We are witnessing one of the great, if not the greatest, if they go on to win this title, the greatest postseason in NBA history. Is it wrong to say that Kawhi Leonard has now, because this is money-making time, as Draymond Green said, there's 82-game players and 16-game players. Kawhi has said it. The tune-up is the regular season. The time to ball is the postseason. Kawhi has gone right back to being the best defensive player in the league. More on that when we talk about the finals. He's averaging 35 a night. He's carrying an entire franchise. Guys, he's the best player in the league. Can you argue against that?
Well, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because I've always thought that he was still top three.
Roberto is still awake, but he's staring at the wall. This is good.
I'm fascinated. Keep going.
I always thought that he was still top. Wow, Roberto. I'm fascinated. I've always thought he was still top three because in the playoffs, he just showed up. And after round one, on our regular show, I asked you, Mike, in our NBA wraparound, if you still thought he was top three. And at the time, you said no.
I know. He's elevated.
At the time, you said no.
He's elevated.
So why do you think he is now?
I think the way he finished out, A, the shot against Philly. Okay. B, what he did against the Bucks, it's got me just totally shook. And I know this isn't fair. I'm admitting this. Seeing what the Warriors did to the Trailblazers without KD, and now looking at this series, game one, again, time of taping here, we're on Tuesday afternoon, game one, Raptors favored. Look, David, I admit it, man. You know, we make split decisions, but things change. It's fluid.
Oh, yeah.
I just take what he's done in totality, and I've got a new, like a perspective on it where you go, holy shit. He's got the Raptors in the finals.
I know.
And again, Philly wants to run and gun. They took it away. Milwaukee wants to run and gun. They took it away. It's no shock. You know, the number one team in basketball defensively by every metric? Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the difference. Kawhi is making them number one defensively, and I think they're number seven or eight offensively. All right, a quick break just to talk about our launch sponsor. It's the D Las Vegas. You're looking to get away, relax, have a good time. D Las Vegas has everything you need. I mean, hell, we're there every March for March Madness. And as I've said before, there ain't no better setup. On the strip, off the strip, it don't matter. Go to the D, go to that chalet upstairs. It ain't nothing better. Bottom line, next time you go to Vegas, check out the D.com. Completely renovated. Downtown is not what you remember. Hell of a lot of new places. It's a damn good time. There's really no other way to put it. And again, the D has everything you need. You're not going to spend a ton of money on the room. Take that money and go do fun things with it. Do what Sully does. Make a bunch of losing basketball bets. Or for Sully, fall asleep on the horse racing machine on the second floor vintage casino. The bottom line, the D's got it all. They got the sports book. They got the long bar. They got it all. Check it out. TheD.com to book your stay today. It's TheD.com, the D Las Vegas. And as you know, it is your home for Detroit sports in Vegas. He's carrying the entire load.
It's all him.
And guess what? When we get to the finals, I'll tell you this right now. Don't be surprised as long as KD ain't playing. Watch Kawhi Leonard pick up Steph Curry full court.
Oh, for sure.
Watch. If there's one player on the planet you could put on Steph Curry at 6'9", 230, you're looking at it.
Yes.
Dude, Kawhi is ridiculous. That's what shifted it for me.
Yeah, I mean, he's put the team on his back, but in the fourth quarter is more important. That's the most important part of the game. He scored 19 points, 15 points. Like, he's destroyed them in the fourth quarter.
Every shot, every point, every rebound, every hustle play, everything.
That alone, to me, kept him in the top three just from the first round of the playoffs. Now, what he's done since then, yes, I think he's the best player left in these playoffs.
Okay, so then, point number three. I think the Raptors can win the series. And I'm not being hot takey here. Think about this for a second. KD makes them invincible. He's the cheat code. Now, they're really, 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 really good. This team with just Draymond and Iggy and Steph and Clay is still all-time good. Do we agree with that?
Absolutely.
Now, I don't think they're as good as they were a couple years ago because I think the supporting cast has eroded a bit. My point is, this is not invincible without KD. But if KD plays a majority of the games, how about just, let's say he plays three games. I think they're toast because he would play 5, 6, and 7, right? Or 4, 5, and 6. If KD plays, they're dead, and here's why. Kawhi has to take KD. He has to. He's the best guy in the league to be a KD stopper. That would then put Lowry, who lacks the foot speed, on Curry. Danny Green has always been the guy who's guarded Clay. It changes everything. Now, Kawhi, if we go back a couple years, and I know you guys remember this, Kawhi was going ham on Golden State before Zaza did the controversial undercut, Kawhi blows ankle out, series over.
Yep.
Kawhi has shown an ability to be unguardable by the Warriors. And the teams who beat the Warriors, and I've heard a couple different shows talk about this, and it's spot on. The teams who beat the Warriors crush them on the boards. What could Toronto do? They could crush them on the boards. And Kawhi right now, look, if KD doesn't play, Kawhi could be this cheat code versus Curry. Toronto will slow it down. They want to play 100 or under. Warriors want to play at 110 plus. They're favored in game one. Could Toronto be the cheat code? Because think about this too. And I apologize if I'm taking the oxygen in the room, but like I'm legitimately pumped up to do this shit, and this is why I love doing the pod. I can't do this on the show. Are you kidding me? We'd have 5 people left in Detroit listening. But it's like Toronto can do something that Golden State may not have an answer for. Golden State against Portland and Golden State against Houston, in the big spots against Lillard and against Harden, they trapped him or blitzed him is like the new hot term in basketball. I'm going to blitz this guy. Well, if you blitz Kawhi, that's great, except Marc Gasol can initiate the entire offense from the top of the key. Marc Gasol's a Hall of Fame passer, and I know he looks like a lumberjack, and I know he's out of shape, and I know his jump shot is ugly, but it goes in. But Marc Gasol, from a passing standpoint, Hall of Fame. Are the Raptors kind of the cheat code? They have the best player in the game right now. They have the best passing center, arguably, in the history of basketball. They have the answer to if Golden State blitzes. And they have a guy who's the best defensive player in basketball, who, because KD isn't playing, can you imagine the physical toll it would take on Steph Curry? Because Kawhi, straight up, I've said it. I mean, he's got a battery pack. And there are times he looks tired, but he's still out there when he needs to be. Am I overdoing this and saying, man, I think the Raptors have a real shot here? And I don't even know what the Vegas odds are. I'm spitballing here. We can go to, you know, Jimmy the Greek over here for his Vegas update on who wins the series. I thought Golden State was minus 300 to win it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I don't know the exact live odds, but that sounds about right.
But I feel like this Raptor team has a better shot at the start of a series than any of the Cavalier teams. Any. And that includes the one, obviously. They came back from 3-1, but Day-Day ended up getting suspended. I think this Raptor team has a better shot than any LeBron-led team, and that's not a shot at LeBron. It's a statement about how good Kawhi is right now, and the supporting cast is better and more diverse. Go ahead. Tell me I'm nuts. I welcome it.
Yeah, I was reading it. There's some articles I saw earlier today. Headline, you know, will the Raptors get swept in this series? You know, 4-game series type stuff.
I'd be shocked.
And I was thinking kind of to myself about it. no, I don't think Toronto gets swept in this series. I think that they're playing good enough right now, and I think that they're, I think it's going to be more competitive than a lot of people do think. I still think Golden State wins. I think they've been just so determined lately, especially with the whole Durant stuff. I know he might play, but they've been so determined to just prove they can do it, and well, it's them.
They've already ruled out KD game one.
Game one, yep.
And if you're not in game one, I doubt they're going to travel late, play game two, travel back. He's out at least the first two. Do any of you guys, and Roberto, I'd love your take on this. Do any of you guys get a sense he's out for the finals, but they're just not saying it?
Yes. It almost feels like you were in the barbershop with me this past Friday.
Well, I don't get the invite.
Because I said
he was in spirit.
He was in spirit, exactly. I said this same thing to them. I don't think KD plays in the finals. And I think that helps Toronto. No offense to Danny Green. He's a great defender. But Steph Curry can have a better matchup with Danny Green
hell
on him.
Yeah.
He can score.
Kyle Lowry, Freddie Van Vliet.
Exactly.
You take Kawhi and put him on KD.
Yes.
It opens up Steph Curry to do everything he wants to do. But if Kawhi is taking Curry,
it changes everything on Clay. Yes. It changes everything. The physicality that he will give to Curry will frustrate him. Curry will still score.
Can you imagine if Nurse tells Kawhi, pick him up full court? Oh, God.
It would just change the entire matchup. And I think if KD doesn't play, Toronto wins in seven.
Oh, wow.
Toronto wins in seven.
I don't know that I had the guts for that.
I really believe that happened.
You know what?
What about Kawhi's knee, though? That's not like a issue at all?
No, Kawhi.
Did it look like an issue?
I don't know, but now this is another whole series.
You know what, Roberto? I honestly just think Kawhi Leonard, as I've said to you, is a cyborg. I think at some point it'll be like a total recall reset, Arnold Schwarzenegger, bad 90s movie, where I think he has computer chips inside of him. I don't think Kawhi is human. I don't. I look, where it is right now, it wasn't a knee. There was like an undisclosed leg thing.
Like a quad or something. I don't know.
He's had a quad for years. Mm-hmm. You know what, David? I guess I'm agreeing with you because if you tell me KD ends up playing three games in this series, mm-hmm. I'll take Golden State.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Two games, probably still take Golden State because those are closeout games. But I'm with you in that at the start of this series, I will be more surprised than not if he plays.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. Can you imagine if this team, it's almost like KD can't win. I mean, if the team wins it without him, like, it's almost like embarrassing. And that's not fair because, but the problem is they're like 34-1 without him. And they would go on and win a title without him. But imagine if the team needs him. What happens then?
Mm-hmm.
Does the ego take over? Does he defy medical orders? I think we all agree. Unless KD has some surgical issue here.
Right.
If KD went, he could get a meeting with Joe Lacob, the owner, and go, here's the deal. I'm playing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't give a damn.
It's the finals.
I don't give a damn what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make the call. I'm playing. Like I'm a firm believer now. Yes, doctors, if it's a brain injury, if it is certain injuries, they'll tell you, hey, you go out there, you could die. This is not that. I think unless this is something where, and again, this is what I believe. When that initial injury happened, we all thought Achilles. I'm shocked that they went with the whole calf thing. I think he's out for the series. And if he's out for the series, I have a hard time going against the Raptors. By the way, too, shout out to Freddie Van Vliet. I've always loved this kid since Wichita State. Him and Ronnie Baker's beautiful, like 1980s hair metal haircut. That backcourt was amazing. But Van Vliet, since his son was born, this dude doesn't miss. First couple games of the series, you know, wife is expecting. This dude can't hit the broadside of a barn. The rest of the series, once Freddie Jr. was born, mercy. He's shooting like 70%. Van Vliet is on fire right now. Maybe this is me falling into the trap, and Golden State is just going to hammer this team. But I think they can win it. I do.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sully here, and I want to talk to you about our good friends, of course, over at Copper Craft. Distillery in Holland, Michigan. They got a ton of stuff going on right now. I'm sure you've seen them in the news. They're taking over the right field at Comerica Park, and they're expanding a lot. Guys, it's just proof that you need to try Copper Craft. If you haven't tried them yet, go out, give them a try, whether it's at your local bar or restaurant, your local liquor store, your local retail store. Try Copper Craft gin, vodka, bourbon, whiskey. They got whatever you'd want, and they're absolutely killing it right now. It's worth just checking out. I've tried it a bunch. I've given it to my friends. Everyone likes it. Try Copper Craft. They're over in Holland, Michigan. And, of course, you can check them out online at coppercraftdistillery.com. They're all over social media, too, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just take a look at Copper Craft online. That's Copper Craft Distillery in Holland, Michigan.
You know what's important in this series, though? Iguodala's health. His health is important because he kind of missed some time with his quad or whatever they said he had. But they need him defensively more than anything offensively. They can run their offense the way they need, but they need him defensively to rotate with Kawhi and rotate with Green, because I'm sure they'll go back and forth with Kawhi Leonard as their offensive or their defensive defender or whatever.
Yeah.
But they need him to be healthy. If he's not healthy, it doesn't matter what he does.
All right, so just so we understand ourselves, I'm not clinically insane. Kawhi, best player, that's a conversation. Better than KD, better than LeBron, he's reestablished himself. That's at least a conversation. Two, it's at least a conversation he stays in Toronto. I know I brought this up after Game 7 against Philly, the shot, but I, like David, now I've gone to La La Land where I'm going to be more surprised if he leaves than not. But then again, who has a clue? He's a robot. You know, the mysterious Uncle D. I don't know, but boy, you would have to be a sociopath to pick up stakes after this postseason, after the way that city and country has embraced you, and just chuck the deuces and go, peace, I'm out. And three, not crazy to suggest Raptors are a live underdog in this finals. I'm really proud of you guys because you're either being nice to me by not saying I'm batshit crazy for these three things, and you're at least going to save it for behind my back. But it makes me feel like we're all seeing same stuff.
The first two I do agree with, for sure. The third one, I just think Golden State wins the series. I do. I think that, again, they want to prove it's them. And they have every step. Even when Steve Kerr was out, they were fantastic.
How many games?
I would say six.
Okay.
I would say six.
Pull up the prop bet, because you can bet that now. You could bet Golden State in 4, 5, mm-hmm. 6, right. or 7. You could bet the Raptors in 4, 5, 6, or 7. What are the odds on Golden State in 6 for Sully? I am wondering if that is even money. As a minus 300 favorite, probably not. But, Mike, do you have that on your little betting apparatus?
So Warriors in 6 actually is plus 250. Warriors in 5 plus 350. Warriors sweep plus 450.
What's Warriors in 7?
Plus 450.
Wait a minute.
So it's the same as a sweep.
Wait a minute. Timeout. How are you getting those plus odds on a minus 300 favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they suggesting that because you're the chart of games?
Yep.
Mike, if you think they're going to win in 6, and you're getting, what is it in 6 one more time?
Plus 250.
I think you got to make the bet.
Which is the, and I hadn't even seen this, that is the lowest you could
all
get.
Right, but for fun, entertainment only, for David and I, and I may, for entertainment purposes only, on behalf of David's church, what is Raptors in 6, Raptors in 7?
Raptors in 6 is plus 900. Raptors in 7 is plus 550. meaning, obviously, for those that don't gamble or whatever.
For sports Warriors, and entertainment purposes.
Warriors in 6 is the favorite for the exact results.
Roberto, I'll tell you something right now. You want to put a few shackles on Raptors in 6, you might get the kids some new Gucci shoes or whatever you're buying those kids.
Might have to.
Plus 900. David, plus 900? Doesn't that seem like a... That's probably a sucker's bet of all suckers' bet.
It must be, but that sounds tempting.
Plus 2,500 if you think the Raptors will sweep the Warriors.
No, that's batshit crazy.
No.
You got to show me like Klay Thompson falling down the stairs and his legs in 8 pieces. You want to bet on a sweep?
So, David, do you think that the Raptors win the series too?
They win in 7. Yes.
If KD is not playing.
If KD doesn't play, I'm with David. If KD plays, a lot of this is null and void because that's the cheat code. So before we end up chopping this up, this is important for me. It is on our base show. I don't know, it's been celebrated, my Kawhi imitation laughter. Now, can we play the Kawhi laugh to give the podcast? Because I don't want to be presumptuous. You never know what people have heard and haven't heard. But Kawhi's laugh at his introductory press conference has delighted our show. It is, we've done a round ball rock remix to it. We have drops. We've slowed it down. We've sped it up. I just want to play the Kawhi laugh because my laugh, I've been told, is terrible. And it sounds like Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. Now, my point is, if I'm going to get made fun of, then we're all going to get made fun of because I have never, here's what I've never heard. I've never heard any of you jackaloons give me a Kawhi laugh imitation. You've left me on the island. you've put me out like DiCaprio, freezing to death on that wooden board in Titanic. Mike, do we have the Kawhi laugh? To which my response has always been, I mean, it's just, it's devilish. Now, honestly, now hold on. There's no way in your circle of friends that the Kawhi laugh has not come up in discussion. Roberto, forget it. A, he doesn't have any friends, and B, it's... But
well, with us four, we talk about it.
Okay, hey, go ahead. Hold on. Give Roberto his sound. I want to hear Kawhi laugh. Time.
Wow.
He sounds like a senior citizen with emphysema. My God.
Losing his oxygen.
It's hard to do.
But it's almost like Kawhi. It was almost like Kawhi was struggling to produce the oxygen to laugh. Maybe that's why Roberto's. That does sound better than mine. Mine sounds deranged. All right, hold on. Go. Hey, Sully, go ahead. Play it for yourself. Go ahead. That's not all right. I think the first time was enough. Thank you.
There's like a pitch to it. You know what I mean? There's actually a note there that he's hitting.
Yes.
Which made it when they put him in with that round ball rock, they were able to, you know, play that on a keyboard.
Right. They threw it into auto tune. Yeah. It was amazing. But all right. Now here's the problem. David is a singer. David has more.
You're right.
David has more range.
I think
than
he can do.
This is exciting. Play it for David. I've never heard any of you idiots do this. You always leave me out there to sound like Krusty the Clown. Play it for David. And go.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
So bad. How could a human being laugh that way? How can that be a human being?
It's not natural at all to come out like that and laugh.
Like, I'd almost feel better if during the press conference, like, they like, unscrewed his back and opened him up and, like, put in some like, wiper fluid or something. Like, he's got to be a robot.
He's like, bzz, 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 bzz,
bzz. Like, he can't, human beings don't laugh that way. I don't even know where you're sitting. All right, that's enough. Power company is at it again. They're raising rates. Enough is enough. Don't pay the high rates and increases. Pay yourself and go solar. Power Home Solar makes it easy to switch by hooking you up with battery storage for your installation. And longer days produce more energy than you use. Now you can store it, use it later. Own your power. Don't rent it. Power Home Solar, number one residential solar provider in the state. One of the top solar installation companies in the nation. Power Home installs American-made panels. 30-year warranty. You can own it, not just rent it from the power company. And as an official partner of the Lions, the company's installed solar panels at Ford Field and Allen Park. And guess what? They are building a movement towards cleaner, greener energy. To see if solar's right for you, go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com. Or you can give them a call, 1-800-SOLAR-15. Schedule that free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power. Own it with help from Power Home Solar. All right, so the other thing we wanted to tackle this week is now that everyone's had a chance to watch Game of Thrones and the series is over, this leaves a little bit of a hole in the universe of television. You have the shows that people need to get into.
Yeah.
To fill the hole in the television universe.
Yeah, and I actually looked at a couple of these, and I'll tell you what. There's one show that is by far at the top of the list on multiple different articles that have been written post Game of Thrones.
What is it?
And it's the show Westworld.
All right.
Well, it is the top, and here's what they say. If you're obsessing, if you like obsessing over mythology and still want to take advantage of your HBO account, check out Westworld. It's about a theme park for rich people filled with robots, like Kawhi Leonard, right? Who have achieved sentience.
Could you imagine a Kawhi robot in Westworld? See, I watched a couple episodes in the first season, and I'm man enough to tell you, I was straight up confused.
Yeah.
I could follow Game of Thrones. I had no problem. Westworld is like a PhD. It's like Game of Thrones on steroids. I got so confused that I ditched it.
So another one here is Outlander.
What the hell?
What happens when you mix time travel and war with two beautiful, horny main characters?
Oh, what Roberto, this is
equally,
right up your alley.
The equally bloody
what
and steamy.
What are the two guys' names?
And steamy Outlander on Starz, Game of Thrones fans should check out.
Okay, first of all, I've never heard of it. But Starz, if you want a good series, the problem is they only did two seasons of it. I don't know why. Starz had a series probably 7 or 8 years ago called Magic City.
I've heard about it.
Okay, Miami, 50s, gangsters, casino owners.
I gotta watch that.
Really good stuff. And for Roberto, he'll like it. The main character gets laid a lot. This is really up your alley. Magic City was an awesome Starz series, but I've never heard of Outlander.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
If you're a ride-or-die member of House Lannister, but in the present, check out Billions on Showtime. It's about rich and powerful people plotting and circling each other in New York City.
This is a show that I will tell you right now that the current season, this show is fizzling out worse than House of Cards.
I think I've missed the last three because of that.
And I'm going to tell you something. At the time of taping, I'm not going to do any spoilers. I want people to give it a shot. First couple seasons are great. This season is so shitty. I mean, Mike, I'm telling you, this season is the television equivalent of a shitty diaper. I am so pissed. I'm bordering on leaving the show like I did House of Cards.
Yeah.
I'm ready to give up on the show.
So now maybe I shouldn't even start
No, I want you to start it and form your own opinion.
The first two seasons are so great
and
that it doesn't matter.
Paul Giamatti is such a good actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Damian Lewis, the guy from Homeland, yep. He pisses me off, but I don't mind his character here. Maggie Siff is great as the Wendy. Wife of Giamatti, Wendy Rhodes.
Okay.
It's good, but I'm telling you, when you get to season four, you're going to want to punch a hole in the wall. You still haven't said the show that my dad, Big G, has demanded I watch.
Now, what one's that?
Is Succession on this list. Succession is one he can't shut up about. And it's all about this family. They're all trying to gain power within the family. He keeps telling me, I got to watch.
What is that on?
I couldn't tell you. It's on a network my dad has. Someone help me. Where is Succession?
Yeah, that's not on either one of the lists. It looks like it's on...
God, Dad, what have you done to me?
It looks like it's available on HBO, yeah.
Oh. So what's wrong with Succession?
I'll try it.
All right.
I trust Big G.
You should. We got to get
HBO, yep.
We got to get him in here for
a man's man.
Yeah, we should get him in here for like a football preview or something.
Now, I told you guys about the one that's like trending on Netflix right now. I don't know how long it's been out, but the one that's called Dead to Me.
What's that?
Which is like produced, written, directed by Christina Applegate, which seems like that would be awful, but it's actually really good. A lot of twists and turns, murder, deception.
Mike, is Dead to Me on your list?
Well, I don't know if they consider that a summer.
I'm on two of them right now. It's not on either of them.
There's only one season, so you have the ability now to watch. Like it's like 10 episodes, half-hour episodes.
Applegate,
half-hour episodes.
All right, what else is on the list? Run through a few more here. I need a weekly program with my wife. I'll tell you another show we used to watch together, but it fizzled out on me was Ballers.
Oh, yeah, me too. I couldn't.
It was just cheap entertainment. I didn't mind The Rock sidekick. Like, I like The Rock. I think he's just genuinely, like, a watchable human. Like, he's a good dude.
I can't watch his stuff.
The acting was so bad in that show.
It was terrible. But remember what I said about cheap entertainment?
Yeah.
It was cheap entertainment. And his little sidekick, the bald guy, the funny man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't mind it. I kind of liked some of the cameos. But I just fizzled after season two. And I'm like, I just don't care anymore.
Another one here says, if you crave a visual feast with a basically true plot and deep character webs like Game of Thrones, Rome on HBO.
Come on.
It's about two soldiers whose lives intersect with the events in ancient Rome. See what they're doing here? A lot of them trying to say similar stuff.
Yeah, I need something that happened this century. Like even Peaky Blinders. I watched that, and enough with the 1895. I mean, does anyone have a machine gun? Does anyone have any? This is
well. That's why I think at least that's why I like Stranger Things. I like 80s, 70s.
When is Stranger Things
July,
back?
Right?
July,
I believe.
That may slot right in to be the husband and wife show.
I watched
the first season of that, so I could get down. It was okay. It reminded me of like a bad 80s kids movie.
Stranger Things, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It was good.
Yeah, I watched Stranger Things too.
The problem is you get to a point with the science fiction stuff. I don't know. I just get tired.
July 26th, what about Orange is the New Black? You guys never watched that?
That's my wife's show. I don't watch it.
It's pretty good.
That's her deal. Billions is my deal.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a show that I cold turkey just stopped middle of a season years ago. I'd had enough. Do people actually still watch The Walking Dead? Is that still a thing? That show's still on, isn't it?
I don't know if it's still running.
It's still on. Says,
yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
I mean, that one, you know what's funny? People talk about Game of Thrones and they go, oh, they should have stretched it out more. It should have been 10 episodes, should have been 2 years, whatever. You want to talk about a show that should have speed things up a little bit. Holy shit, they stayed in a prison for 10 years, and then they stay in a neighborhood. Can somebody find a cruise ship or something, get aboard, you know, cut the chain, find out a way to filter water, and I mean, enough. What's the end game with Walking Dead? It end? I gave up.
Coming out in its sixth season. I've never seen one episode, but I think I would like it. I just have to give it a chance. Is the show Power?
Never watched it.
It's final Stars. Season's coming out.
And isn't that like executive produced by 50 Cent, or he stars in it too?
Oh, geez, let me run to that.
Well, another one they suggest is a Netflix one, Peaky Blinders.
Right,
I just told you about that.
Right? Yeah, we've talked about that on the show. You've watched that before.
I've never seen Peaky Blinders. Here's the problem. Very repetitive. And what I mean by that is it's a bookkeeping family from Birmingham, England, turn of the century England. It's gritty. It's grimy. They all wear razor blades and their little taxi cab hats. But it's you know what the show reminds me of is Banshee. You remember that show?
Yeah.
Now Banshee.
That was on one of these.
Right, it was just the same deal. Good show. Got tired of it. Like I don't have a reason I stopped watching it. I just did. I never got to the ending of a show. This might be a theme with me. Maybe I lack the attention to
fizzles out. Yeah.
Where I don't finish these shows.
Well, a couple other ones. Some of bigger name shows you'll probably recognize. Boardwalk Empire and True Blood. I've heard certainly both of us. I haven't watched either.
Is True Blood still on?
I didn't love Boardwalk Empire. Didn't love it. I didn't like it as much as a lot of people here. Not for me. True Blood never got into it.
All right, here's the one right here.
What?
August 7th, Beverly Hills 90210.
I'm leaving.
Reboot.
Why? Did the world ask for that? See, you know what's interesting about this too, guys, and maybe this is where we finish off on this, and I'll let Sully rip off three or four more shows for people to probably get into. Have you noticed not a single piece of television is on network TV?
You're right.
None of these suggestions are network television.
Yeah, that's where
that was the first one.
Maybe the last great network TV show, maybe The Office that had a 7 or 8 year run.
But I'll tell you what, binge one on Netflix.
All
too.
Memorial Day weekend, I probably watched 15 episodes.
Seinfeld and The Office are 1-2 like all time in stream
they
shows and stuff.
Yep. Oh, how about Phyllis's Wedding? What an episode!
Oh yeah,
and now for the first time. No, but I'm telling you, it speaks so much to where we've gone. Like, I couldn't name, and I know the Big Bang Theory ended because, David, you said your wife enjoyed that show.
Yes.
She was one of the 8 people.
Not billions of people.
I know. I hate that show. My point is, I couldn't name a show for you on network television. Now, during football season, when they're shamelessly pimping these shows during a football game, I'll learn them. But then I go back to never remembering them. Like the last network TV show I loved that wasn't The Office would have been CSI. Like CSI Vegas. Great show. I stayed on for like one more of the CSIs. I know my wife
what about
likes,
Miami.
I don't know that they're in. Oh, with NYPD
David Caruso.
Blue guy. Okay, here was the problem with CSI Miami.
Yeah.
No, he was such a cheese dick.
Yes.
Like He'd be standing over this dead body, and he would like deadpan look to his assistant and be like, well, it looks like he takes glasses off. Lost his head. I'm like, okay, really? I was there for those, but like I've left all that behind. I'll tell you what my wife watches. It's network TV. It's Chicago something.
I watch all
those. Oh, my wife loves good. That. Yeah.
There's
Chicago
like 17.
PD, Chicago Fire.
How did Chicago get every show? Would they sign a contract with the networks? Like,
because they already did all New York. Yeah. You know,
so. We had that show here, Detroit 187. Remember that?
Yeah, that lasted about
it lasted
episodes.
Five episodes.
That lasted about as long as some of our restaurants in this town. About seven episodes.
One network show I loved was Prison Break. That's a while ago. That one was
that's old school.
That was
there.
On Fox. That was great. You guys mentioned 24. That was a network one. A couple weeks ago, we talked about that.
If people haven't watched The Office, that's a great one for laughs.
David,
a lot of these. David.
David, give it a chance, will you?
David, this is like asking Roberto to watch sports. I'm not asking you to watch The Office. I'm talking to our audience. I'm just saying, you know what's nice about The Office? It's light. It's mindless.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
You can just laugh and watch. Look at all these other shows we're naming. This is heavy shit. People dying. Oh, my God. This baby got stolen.
I love
that
stuff.
Oh, my God. This guy got blown up.
Love it.
No, but I mean, it's nice to have a mindless program to just laugh.
Yep.
Now, I'm not asking you to watch it. Same for the people. They got a catalog of like 8 years. What was it, 06 to 14?
Yeah, it's tons.
You know which one I don't get that my wife watches a lot? I know it's a huge one, is that This Is Us.
Oh, please.
I'll see her watch now. I go, this is awful.
Oh, who's dying of cancer this week?
Yeah, it's always just the worst scenarios. Like, do people watch that just to make their own life seem a little, like, not sucky? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'll tell you this. Before I watch This Is Us and you got me tearing, I mean, that's like watching the ESPN. Hey, we're going to dig up Chris Conley, who used to be on MTV, but now he's on ESPN. And we're going to interview all of these tragedies amongst children.
Any Tom Rinaldi piece.
Right. I don't want to watch this. You're going to have me tearing up while I'm cooking dinner. My point is, I'd rather watch HGTV than This Is Us shit that's going to make me cry. Here, at least I'll watch somebody make a house look nice. I cannot. That show, I've read some of the plots, and you people crying in front of their TV.
You know what my second to The Office is? One that I can just watch 15 in a row, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Okay, no.
Guy Fieri. Yeah. All right, come on.
They did one in Clarkston.
I love that.
Everyone's got to admit that.
Guilty pleasure.
Great.
Now, and you know what I love too? They show 17 episodes. And I'm like, you know what's funny about it too, though? It is literally the same show. Even with his tagline, like he'll be like, we're going to a funky little joint in Scranton where a former Navy SEAL and a gypsy vagrant are serving up unbelievable tomatillos. This is the squeaky pig. And you're like, well, fuck it. I'm in.
Yeah. There's nothing you could say that I'd be able to be like, oh, that sounds awful.
We're going to go to a place slinging pizzas the way your grandma used to. A retired plumber and a stockbroker open this up after a night of drinking. This is the armadillo
face. You know
face.
What's funny, though? I like my kids will watch me watching and it sounds like it's like I'm watching porn. Like they'll be making the dishes. I'll be like this. I'll be like, oh my God, look at that.
Oh, I love when he gets
that
in the kitchen.
Unbelievable.
And I love the other thing Guy Fieri does too. And I'm not being mean because I think the guy gets trashed for no reason. Like he knows he's a goofball, but he'll go in there and he's like, then they have him eating the food and he's like, oh yeah. You got the cheese. You got the meat. You got, you're like, Guy, I saw him put all the shit in the bowl. Yeah. I don't need a review. He's like, oh, that's right on. Oh, yeah, that's real deal. Real deal. Flavortown. Fist bump. And I'm like, oh, you got to expand your phrases. It's season 30 of this show. Oh, but I am as guilty as any. I will end up tuning in because it's the descriptions of the show.
Yeah.
There's something about it. It's like, we're stopping in El Paso where a 4-foot-tall grandma and her illegitimate grandson decided we're serving burritos. This is the Stinky Pipe. Thanks for listening. As always, if you'd be so kind, radio.com or iTunes, pass it on and leave a review. I don't care. Make fun of Sully in the review, whatever. But give us a 5-star rating and we'll see you next week.